But if you have loans that are in trouble, you can foreclose. You can do a deed in lieu, just give them the keys. Or you can work it out and avoid foreclosure and maybe live to work another day. The loan modification agreement memorializes the agreement to amend a loan to extend the maturity date. Maybe these are possible terms. Change the interest rate, pay expenses, pay forbearance fee or modification fee, pay down principal, provide additional collateral, and all for the purpose of enabling the loan to stay in place and not to be foreclosed or canceled out through a deed in lieu of foreclosure with some sort of deficiency agreement. There are basically three parts of the loan modification process traditionally. One is the pre-negotiation letter. Ensure the borrower performs timely and in good faith. Then you've got the forbearance agreement, or often called a standstill agreement, to ensure the lender does not exercise the remedy of foreclosure, allow sufficient time to complete due diligence, modification negotiation, and execution of documents. And these are preparatory agreements before you go into the drafting of the loan modification agreement itself. What the lender wants to do is to maximize the loan performance, avoid non-performing loan issues, maintain the customer relationship, and limit any lender liability claims and exposure to loss. The borrower motives are to avoid foreclosure, in the best of all worlds, to keep the project, to preserve all or part, some small part maybe, of the equity investment the borrower has made in the property, maintain cash flow, and limit guarantor exposure.